You're listening to Air Schooner, listening that moves you. Air Schooner presents its reading series, produced by Scott Winter and with production assistance from Catherine Larson, Franny Sprowls, and Nick White.
You're listening to the Air Schooner Reading Series. I'm your host, Adrienne Kesters. In today's episode, you'll be hearing from poet Brandon Somm. His most recent chapbook is Babel's Moon, published by the Tupelo Press, and winner of the Snowbound Prize. His work is also published in the Black Warrior Review, Barrow Road, the Indiana Review, and Best Poets 2007. He holds an MFA from the University of Pittsburgh. Somm describes himself as a public poet, defining public poetry as an interesting genre that is, quote, often read and practiced in private. His hope is for readers to connect to a line and, quote, feel the urge to utter it. His poems follow major themes of representation, less, and the construction of the self. This first poem is titled Elegy.
Of Babel's moon, I have note. It was a marked card. It lit a chandelier out of an acacia. The trowel glinted with it. Crickets were out too, and as if they sight-read stars, settled into leg-kick song. A light wind blew seed into the web between tines of a hay rake. A soldier stood letting his horse drink well water from his helmet. The moon trembled in it. There was nothing forsaken about it. It simply issued a shadow while burnishing the surface. This morning, I read that when returning from a trail, Thoreau knew he had had visitors by what was left behind. A wreath of evergreen, a name in pencil on a walnut leaf, a willow wand woven into a ring. Its path not without disruption, the moon in its orbit tethers and tethers again. The morning of the funeral, my father dressed my grandfather. From the eyelet, each button new to full, the ties not loose, as if it had swallowed a small bird.
The next poem, Cutting, is inspired by the story of La Virgen de Guadalupe appearing before the peasant Juan Diego.
For proof, prune the cane in small twigs, tending a fluent light path, shearing to satiate the flower head. For proof, the turned out tilma made a bowl for December roses sown in hill loam above the desert diocese. Be bishop and penitent to the portrait. What bled thorn-told testimony, offset on the neophyte's coarse garment. Kneel with me in this light and see the sepals bent back on blooms like those about their cassocks. Make then the cut clean above a five leaflet leaf to prevent disease and die back in the raw stalk, and so ensure new growth. A note on cuttings. In the accounts I've read, there are never shears, not even a small blade. Can one stem's thorn cut stalks of other blooms? Sever, riven, words with cuts within them. Did the virgin offer something? A machete. Simple house scissors. Gardening manuals suggest cuts at an angle and to choose the buds just beginning to loosen. Both knife and knowing begin in silence, what appears but does not say, the ghost of ragged cuttings. The tilma was a mantle made from the cut fibers of a maguey plant. The Spanish for knife is cuchillo, the double L red Y. A yeoman's yoke. A yucca. That desert shrub some call Spanish bayonet. It is also known in other regions as Adam's needle and thread.
This next group of small poems is a series of homophonic translations from the Chinese poem Night Thoughts by Li Bai. These are sound translations from a 1963 Folkwaves recording.
Lipo. So then me and you come, you assured, led by the tongue. Dark fall, a winding wind, a detour circle song. Drummed in when the rain comes, erasure the song sung. Details wandering in a wren, ditto cuckoo song. Truth bends when you hum, jig, lur, reel, rig, sin. Bird calls wander heavens, the fall circles round. Often we were calmed, trees were things wrens sung, too tall, wild, and midair, falsettos so soon hamstrung. Kerplunk plans mean you've come, be sure these songs swim, bone call frogmen when tempos spiral down. Bunk beds wing me across, secure belongings bobbin. Sea walls make waves miss, tiptoe tidal flats. Trouble the sea for a sun, feel sure you don't belong. You don't write what men say, sea tales consume song. Trundled nights of a nun, fissures between rival tongues. You sell wontons here, detuned doo-wop songs. Backhand within each psalm, young girl in a tea-stained sarong. Make do the long nightmare, lingo miscues song. Just in sweet meat buns, ensure deeds with alms. Doorbells wane once you're in, dark clouds sluice down shrubs. Strum these strings you've strung. Speech churs inside tongues. You sell wrong names here, data research shows. Trunks fend off wind that comes. Leeward they have swung, so long waiting here. This talk cites coups wrong. A monk lends me his car. Bugs chirr sovereign song. Clouds shawl a wan mien. A junco suitor calls. Drunk ran between me and dawn. Expert far-flung tongue. Forestall the fading path, burrow straight through song. Translate dreams and suns, be sure to tear shit up. Due to wagers made here, pray tell absurd sounds. Dressed in tight-ass funds, be sure street fought some. Shut out wrong men here. All told, buckle song. Trumped again, add up sums. Leave sure you've had your fun. Dutiful sons wandered here, laid down bicycles in the sun. Locket, syrinx, and a palm. Procure mahjong songs. Judo, bygone, riffraff. Echoes,
song. Sam's next poem is the opening of a series of poems inspired by the popular children's story The Five Chinese Brothers and written in the form of confessions.
My watermarked mouth, marsh mud, and bay silt rack line welt, tongue like saltfish. Teeth thin and lips pursed, make a meadow of lost boats and eelgrass and sea lettuce. Harvested seabeds, what was under, I was over or in, sat in boat cabins with gill-sucking fish. Know well the wave cut shore, the hollows, what sea cannot swallow, bay basin dregs, the undertows, the moon tills, disavow, avow, vow, pitch waves unutterable as I fish. I think that there's an interesting dialogue that happens when you engage with visual art. And I like, or I'm fascinated by the way in which we look out to look in. We find something out about ourselves by engaging with objects around us.
This last poem from Brandon Somm is titled Noche Buena, Spanish for poinsettia.
Before another rasp-worked moon, I'll tender a clutch of cardinal, or the flush on a runner's cheek to better render the young girl's gift to the Christ child. Flame leaf, star flower, what is evening in evening? By what accounting? The sky will go away despite the trees thrashing and the smoke giving chase from chimney. Too much torn to make a drawing, ought have been wrote of a hermit thrush after the day's hunt. Isn't it also true of some stories? The infinite graftings. Here, you take a cutting. The blood-colored leaf once over the heart, was thought to increase circulation. Ingested, it was believed to reduce fever. You might, however, place it in the pages of a breviary, beside a favorite psalm.
You've been listening to poet Brandon Somm in this week's episode of the Air Schooner Reading Series. Somm's poems are titled Elegy, Cutting, Ulipo, Confessions, and Noche Buena. You can find these poems in his chapbook Babel's Moon, published by the Tupelo Press. Somm is pursuing a PhD in creative writing and literature from the University of Southern California. His full-length poetry collection, Tribute Horse, will be published by Nightboat Books in 2014.
Air Schooner is available on iTunes. Sign up now to subscribe. You'll be the first of your hip friends to get the latest episode, and you can download all past episodes all the way back to the premiere show, featuring Nulani Crohor's Irish poetry.
Go to prairieschooner.unl.edu to experience Fusion 4, a collaboration and celebration centered around the theme of feast. Fusion 4 features art by Manisha Gera Baswani and Faridun Soda, essays by Sudeep Sen and Kwame Das, and a whole feast of poetry that you need to chew on for a while. Eat it up at prairieschooner.unl.edu.
Air Schooner is a bi-weekly product of Prairie Schooner, and produced with research support from Paul Hanson Clark and Marianne Kunkel. Production assistants are Catherine Larson, Franny Sprowls, and Nick White. Technical support comes from Rick Alloway of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's College of Journalism and Mass Communications. Air Schooner is co-produced by Scott Winter and Stacy Waite, and the brainchild of executive producer Kwame Dawes.